Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down with the coach after the bye. Coach, how was the bye?
It was great. Yeah, it's great. Bye is always good. Gives you a chance to get refreshed a little bit, get caught up on some things that, you shove in that drawer, and then when you open the drawer, you realize you piled a lot in there. But it's good. But good to be back. Good to get on to Seattle.
Get a good jump on Seattle?
Absolutely. Yeah, that gave us a few extra days last week and over the weekend. To get going on them again, a team that, we played them, but it's been 2 years, a team that we don't really play very often, so the extra work on them has been very helpful.
I know they're a physical team, and we'll get to Seattle, but, I mean, I've talked to you about how the league has changed over the years, and we talk about rest and important to get rest during the bye week, and as you get into the later parts of the season, how important is rest, and how have you learned how to juggle that rest and, give it to the guys when they need it?
Yeah, I think that's probably one of the most underrated parts of training is, the rest and recovery. It's always, kind of go, 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 do more. But as I've learned more about, training and, the physical body and recovery and so forth, the more important sleep and rest really is. And we try to do a number of things to help that. But, I mean, there's no substitute for sleep. And so hopefully we've been able to catch up on that a little bit. But now it's time to get back and go and, be ready for the Seahawks on Sunday.
You mentioned earlier a unique opportunity. You play a team like Buffalo, and it's the second time you played them. You understand your divisional opponent, and, they're kind of built a little bit like Seattle, tough team. And you got a chance to sit back and watch them play on Monday Night Football. How interesting was that for you from here? We just got off Buffalo. Here they are. They're on the road, and we got Seattle coming in.
Yeah, very interesting. I think offensively both teams have some similarities in their style of play with the, fast backs and scrambling quarterbacks and athletic quarterbacks, that type of thing. That was kind of interesting. Seattle, of course, is very disciplined, very good at what they do. And as usual, they do it well defensively. Once again, they're right at the top of the league in scoring defense, as they have been for the last 4 years. So, nobody's more consistent than Seattle, game in, game out, week in, week out, year in, year out. Yeah. Every quarter, they bring it constantly. There's never a playoff. You just got to compete every play against this team.
Is there a consistency to the way they do things? Not to compare yourself to them, but you understand how important success is, the way you build it. The lower free agents that they have, the tough type of guys they surround themselves with, and then you incorporate some free agents. Pete's been there for a while. He surrounds himself with pretty good people.
Very good. I think they have a good discipline program for how they want to build the team and how they want to play. They follow that. They stick with it. They, make decisions that are, within the boundaries that they seem to have set, and they're very disciplined to do it. We've learned an awful lot from watching the way that the Seahawks do things, watching the way that team has been, constructed both on and off the field. Our schemes are a lot different from theirs, so it's not really about scheme, I'd say, but it's more about, roster management, player development, and, just overall philosophical philosophy of putting a team together.
Hard to believe it's 20 months since the big game, and a lot of guys are still in place for them as they are for you. But sort of a two-part question here. How have they changed with the addition of a guy like Jimmy Graham and also with the subtraction of a guy like Marshawn Lynch, two big important parts of their offense?
Well, I think, their backs are good. Rawls has been out, but Michaels is an excellent back. He's got great speed to the outside. He's made a lot of big plays for him. Jimmy Graham just adds another dimension to an already explosive offense with a good running game, a very good quarterback, and very good skilled receivers. So just another hard guy to defend out there on the field. He's got great hands, great athleticism, very good in the red area and on the goal line. So he's a tough matchup.
All right, time now for the Ace Ticket. Twitter question of the week comes from Nicole in Rockport. This Friday is Veterans Day, and you being a coach and a teacher, I'm sure you'll take a minute or two to teach your team or talk to them about the importance of what that day actually means. Fair to say?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll definitely we'll address that, and Veterans Day and the recognition of the people who have fought for our freedom and enable us to do what we do, to play the game and coach the game that we love, and have the lifestyle that we have. Certainly we have the utmost respect and appreciation for what so many others have done to make our lives better. So Veterans Day is an important day, in the lives of all Americans.
Great answer for our country. And if you want to ask the coach a question, you got to follow the team on Twitter, @Patriots, #AskBB. Bellestrader, they do everything pretty good, right?
Offense. Yeah. Well, we're going to see a lot of, you know, a lot of good football players playing very hard. It's a very aggressive, tough physical team.
All right, Coach, great stuff. Coach will return later in the show with the Bellestrader. But first, more of All Access right after this.